Welcome to your daily devotional, October 25th, according to Christ, Colossians chapter 2, in verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Yesterday's devotional utilizes the same text, with an admonition to beware of those who condone sin, contrary to sound doctrine. But today is the Lord's Day, and blessed communion with the Savior is at the forefront of the minds of the spiritually quickened. One must not only know what to avoid, but also what to pursue, and how. The Son of God stands and acts in sharp contrast to the ways of men. There is no philosophy and empty deceit in the Savior, for this Jesus is an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Surely, Christ has proven true to his word, and ever shall continue to keep his promises. Did he not say that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life? Shall the Lord limit himself by the tradition of men? Does he operate according to the basic principles of the world or the almighty will of God? Indeed, our text does say that he acts upon his own principles according to Christ. What are these principles? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. The principles according to Christ. Come now to the table of fellowship. For your communion with God the Father is through Christ and according to Christ. Consider how, according to Christ, though you be a sinner, you are worth dying for to him. It is according to Christ, in his broken body and his shed blood, that forgiveness of your sins has been accomplished. And it is on the same basis, according to Christ, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. One of you is saying, well, I have kept myself from sin today, and I am ready to meet Jesus now in prayer. Friend, first confess your sin of pride, for your righteousness has not kept you pure. Righteousness is according to Christ in his righteousness, and not your filthy rags of good works. If it were according to you, then it would not be according to Christ. It cannot be both. Another is in the depths of despair, and you cry out, I am such a bad sinner that God cannot possibly forgive me. I will not attempt to argue the depths of your depravity any more than I would minimize my own. But I will say that according to Christ, even your case can be forgiven. For Christ did not die for only some sinners, but for all sinners. Mercy is abundant for those who come to the Father according to Christ. Fail not to seek it. And if you are seeking divine help today, do not rest until you find it. Peace according to Christ, once found, will provide you sufficient rest to make it well worth your while. The Lord's table, indeed, was given by divine instruction, and we celebrate it every week according to Christ. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.